guest speaker with us. He's coming back to visit us today.
今日我哋有一个牧师嚟探我哋，佢以前已经嚟过噶啦。
His name is Elder Brian Lee.
佢系李长老。
Our bulletin went ahead of God's plans and called him Reverend, but he's not here yet.
喺单以为佢系牧师，但佢仲未系。
And he'll be delivering today's message titled "Faithful Listeners."
佢今日所讲到嘅题目系信实的观众。
Okay, we'll give this time over to
听众。
All right, well, good afternoon, Covenant Church.
聖友堂，午安。
It is an honor and privilege to be here with you all again today.
好開心，亦都係一個特權，我今日可以再嚟同你哋一齊。
And it's not often I get to come back to the same place twice, but even since last time, I've been praying for your church.
咁我唔係經常可以再次翻到同一個地方嘅，咁自從上次咧，我就已經一直嘅為你哋教會祈禱。
I've been praying for especially Pastor David Wong and his family as well and their health.
我特別係為到黃牧師同埋佢嘅家人同埋牧師嘅健康祈禱。
But even just being here today, it's a blessing just to see how the Lord has sustained you all for the past year.
咁就今日我喺度睇到見到各位係神係點樣嘅繼續嘅支持你哋。
And so I'm excited to be a little bit a part of that this afternoon.
所以我好開心能夠同你哋一齊。
So let me begin with a word of prayer.
用我一齊祈禱。
Heavenly Father, source of all light.
天父，你是一切光的源头。
By your word, you give light to the soul.
藉着你的话语，你将我们的灵魂可以照亮。
Pour out on us a spirit of wisdom and understanding that our hearts and minds may be opened.
求你将你的智慧倾注在我们的心里面，让我们的心可以敞开。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. During the time I was at seminary, I was asked a question by one of the brothers at our church.
咁我喺神学院嘅时候，就我哋教会有个弟兄就问我呢个问题。
And it was a good question. He asked me, "What do you think makes a good sermon?"
咁佢呢个系好好嘅问题。佢问我，你认为好嘅讲道系点样嘅咧
？And it's a great question. A question that probably many of you even think about on a Sunday basis.
咁你哋呢个系个好问题。我谂你哋好多人都喺主日嘅时候会谂呢个问题，都会问。
But the thing about great questions in ministry, especially if you know your church and you know your people,
咁但係一個好嘅問題咧，特別係如果你係你認識你嘅教友。
Sometimes you need to check if there's anything behind those questions, especially if the person asking already has the answer in mind.
你就要諗下呢個人問呢個問題咧，佢可能已經有一個答案嘅諗住。
And so knowing this brother, I flipped the question back on him.
咁我認識呢個弟兄，所以我就問翻佢。
I said, "Well, brother, what do you think makes a good sermon?"
咁我就話，你認為好嘅講道係點嘅咧
？And so, just like I predicted, this brother already had in mind the top three essentials for what makes a good sermon.
就係好似我所預料到嘅，呢個弟兄咧就有三點係點樣係一個好嘅講道。
So the first one is the sermon needs to be short.
第一咧就係話一定要短啦。
There's no reason a sermon needs to be over 30 minutes, according to him.
对佢嚟讲咧，一个讲道超过三十分钟咧系冇必要嘅。
Sermon needs to have jokes because jokes lower the defenses of the audience.
咁咧讲道咧就要有笑话嘅，如果呢个笑话咧可以令到听众嘅防御咧会降低。
And then lastly, the sermon needs to have illustrations because biblical commentary or exegesis is just too boring, and you need something to break up the mundane.
咁讲另外第三点咧，讲到咧一定要有例子嘅，因为呢个例子咧可以唔好成日听到解经咧就系好沉闷。
Now are these points bad?
咁呢啲有冇错咧
？Not entirely, but are they essential? Probably not.
或者唔系完全错，但系系咪必须嘅咧？又未必。
But the point is that everyone has a different opinion on what is a good sermon.
但系呢个问题就系每一个人咧都有一个定义，乜嘢系好嘅讲道。
And I think even many of us, even in a reformed context like this, where you're so blessed with biblically driven expository preaching.
咁就算系喺我哋当中好多我哋嘅改革中背景嘅人，我哋都有得到神嘅祝福，我哋听到要以圣经为主导嘅解经式嘅教导。
Even we have an idea or a preference as to what kind of speaker we like, what kind of illustrations we like, what the cadence and tone should be.
咁我哋自己都有一個嘅偏好，點樣嘅我哋中意點樣嘅講員咧，或者我哋中意去講啲乜嘢咧
？And again, in its right place, that question is a good question.
咁再一次，呢個係一個好好嘅問題。
However, I believe that there should always be another question that comes alongside of it.
但係咧，應該仲有一個問題咧，係跟住一齊問嘅。
Which is what makes a good listener.
就係點樣先係一個好嘅聆聽者咧
？What makes a good listener to the Word of God?
對神嘅話語好嘅聆聽者係點樣嘅咧
？Because many times we're so focused on how the Word is preached to us that we forget that there's actually a responsibility for us to listen.
咁好多時我哋就係注重點樣呢個神嘅話語係點樣向我哋傳講，我哋忘記咗我哋要點樣先可以好好嘅去聆聽。
And if we were to set theological errors and, you know, heresy aside for just a moment, we should be reminded that Scripture calls for the Word not only to be delivered, but also for it to be received in a particular way.
咁我哋暫時咧就唔好講到神學嘅錯誤啊或者異端，我哋就講到點解點樣我哋先可以用正確特定嘅方式嚟接受神嘅話語咧。
And if we look at our passage today, the Apostle Paul writes to the Church of Thessalonica, and what is one of his thanksgiving addresses?
咁我哋今日睇下呢段經文，保羅同帖撒羅尼加嘅人講乜嘢？佢哋係點講嘅
？And here in the letter, he's praising them for something commendable that they have done.
咁呢度咧，佢就講到係感恩，講到佢哋所做嘅嘢。
And what commendable thing they've done is the way in which they have faithfully listened to and received the word of God.
佢哋值得讚揚嘅地方咧，就係佢哋好忠心嘅聽神嘅話語，然後接受咗、領受咗。
If we read verse 13, he says, "And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers."
十三節嗰度就係講到，為此我們也不住的感謝神，因你們聽見我們所傳神的道，就領受了，不以為是人的道，乃以為是神的道。這道實在是神的，並且運行在你們信主的人心中。
You know, many of you have probably walked up to a pastor after a sermon. You've told him, "Pastor, thank you for delivering the word today."
咁好多時咧，你有當中有啲人或者聽完講道之後咧，你會同個牧師講，多謝你今日同我哋傳講神嘅話語。
But imagine a pastor said to his congregation, "Thank you for listening to the word today."
咁有冇想象一下，牧師同會友講多謝你今日聽神嘅話語
？And this is essentially what Paul is saying to the Thessalonians.
咁保羅呢度咧就係咁樣講同帖撒羅尼加人講。
And so, what made the people of this church such great listeners to the word?
咁呢一個教會啲人點解係一個咁好嘅聆聽者咧
？And how are we also to become faithful listeners to the word of God?
咁我哋亦都應該點樣成為神嘅話語嘅忠心嘅聆聽者咧
？So this afternoon, I have 3 points.
我有三點。
And they are number one, receiving the knowledge.
第一就係接受呢個知識。
2, recognizing the author.
第二就係認識呢個作者。
And 3, reflection through living.
第三就係反映喺生活當中。
So first is receiving the knowledge.
第一就係接受呢個知識。
If we begin with verse 13 again, it begins with, "And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us."
我哋就再講到第十三節，就係你我們不住地感謝神，因為你聽見我們所傳神的道，就領受了，不以為是人的道，乃是神的道。
And the language in our verse is also echoed in Romans 10:17, where Paul says, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ."
咁呢度咧，亦都係回應羅馬書十章十七節嗰度講到，可見信道是從聽道來的，聽道是從基督的話來的。
And the verbs for receiving or hearing are mostly used for instruction that will be handed down by tradition or speech.
咁呢度講呢個嘅動詞呢個字咧，就係話接受或者聆聽呢個字咧，就係話好似係傳統嘅咁樣承受嘅教訓或者係言語。
And so if you actually look at the early manuscripts of the New Testament, you'll see that even the font and the lines were spaced out more than other Greek literature in the day because it was meant to be read out loud.
咁如果我哋睇翻早期嘅嘅聖經咧，新約嘅聖經咧，就睇到喺呢個希臘文嘅文字裏邊咧，佢嘅字體同埋啲線條咧係隔開嘅，等我哋可以等人可以好容易讀同埋朗讀出嚟。
And this would make sense because the church didn't have a Bible like us, and so their faith depended upon the message which would be spoken to them.
咁因為呢個點係有道理嘅，因為佢哋唔係好似我哋而家有本聖經，所以咁樣睇咧，就佢哋就係靠聽。
And so the way that the church knew about Christ was from hearing Paul preach. Their faith was grounded in the good news that they received.
咁教會聽到有關基督咧，就係保羅同佢哋傳講佢哋 就是接受。
And it may seem obvious, but when you listen to the word of God, it implies growing in the knowledge of that word of God.
咁就係如果你聽神嘅話語，你就會喺呢一個嘅知識裏邊就會增長。
And I want to talk about this because there is a misconception sometimes even amongst reform circles that faith is in spite of content.
咁好多時咧，我要講講呢點就好多時咧，我哋誤解以為信心咧就係同呢個內容冇關係嘅。
That faith or belief is trust without knowledge.
咁呢個信心咧就係唔需要知識嘅就去相信。
And one of the early advocates of this type of thinking was the Danish philosopher. His name was Soren Kierkegaard.
咁呢個早期咁樣嘅思維方式嘅倡導者咧就係一個丹麥嘅哲學家齊克果。
And what he believed was that what mattered wasn't necessarily theological proofs or arguments, but rather the passion or the personal commitment that we have for God.
咁佢認為咧，神學嘅證明啊，或者論證啊，嗰啲唔係咁重要，係最重要咧，就係我哋嘅熱情同埋我哋個人對神嘅承諾。
And while this belief, which is called fideism, can often have a little bit of truth and with a grain of salt, one of its shortcomings is that it neglects this simple principle, which is that to believe in Christ, you first have to know something about Him.
咁咧，呢一個嘅信念咧就叫做信仰主義。咁佢嘅我哋佢又係有少少嘅道理，但係咧，我哋要睇到要了解佢係。Can you repeat that again?
You must receive information about him.
你就要接受一啲關於佢嘅信息。
Because our faith is not an abstract faith, but it's grounded in content.
我哋嘅信心唔係一個抽象嘅信心，而係有內容嘅。
And that content is the objective reality of the scriptures, God's revelation that must be studied and knowledge that we must have.
咁呢一個嘅信心咧，就係呢個內容咧，就係聖經嘅客觀現實。
And ultimately, faith without knowledge results in subjectivity, something that Kierkegaard himself proclaimed.
咁我哋就係必須要去學習、去研究嘅得到嘅知識。呢個冇知識嘅信仰咧，就變好似呢個齊克果所講嘅，就變咗係一個主觀嘅。
It elevates personal experience over factual information.
就係將個人嘅經歷超越事實嘅事實。
And emotion over reality.
就係感情超過高於現實。
And these days, a lot of pastors have even taken fideism to extreme, preaching that you know it doesn't matter whether Jesus was a real historical person.
咁有啲人咧，有啲牧師甚至將呢一點咧就講到去到極端咧，就講到耶稣是不是真的事实上历史上有这个人都不是那么重要。
It doesn't matter if Adam was a real man or he began as an amoeba.
如果亚当是一个完全的人或者他是一个单细胞的原生物都不重要。
Or even if Genesis was a real 24-hour, six-day creation.
或者创世纪是不是真的24小时的六日的创造都不重要。
They'll say that what matters is the impact that the message has on you.
他说到最重要的就是这个信息对你的影响。
What matters is not what happened back then, but how you respond here and now.
不是说当时发生了什么事不是那么重要，而是你今天怎样去回应。
But is this type of preaching that has led so many astray from Orthodox Christianity?
这些这样的讲道就是令到很多人误入歧途，离开正统的基督教。
Because if we take the knowledge out of our faith, namely scripture, then again, what dictates our faith at the end of the day is subjectivity and emotion.
那如果我们将这个的事实拿开了的时候只是靠自己的感情自己的经历的话我们所得到的就是一个主宰我们的就是一个主观的情感。
What the Thessalonians were receiving from Paul was not simply instruction on how to live a personally fulfilling Christian life, though that was certainly part of it.
那这些帖撒罗尼加人他们从保罗所接受的信息不是只是说怎样可以过一个充实的基督徒的生活虽然这个都是其中一部分。
But what Paul preached was the objective reality of Christ crucified and resurrected.
但是保罗所宣讲的就是基督被钉十字架和复活的客观的现实。
It was knowledge of that message that would be the grounds for how they would live.
这个的信息就是对于他们应该如何去生活的基础。
And 2 Peter 1:3 says, God's divine power has granted all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence.
彼得后书1:30 讲到神的神能已将一切关乎生命和虔敬的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
And in Romans 10:2, Paul even criticizes those who have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge.
在罗马书十章，保罗亦都批评那些对神有热心但是没有按住真知识 的人。
And as members of a church who, again, you have the privilege to sit under biblically driven expository preaching,
咁作为你哋教会嘅一份子，你有机会系聆听到解经式嘅讲道。
One of the ways I believe we should listen to sermons is not let our minds skip to the end.
咁我有认为有一种方法咧，就我哋听到嘅时候咧，采取嘅方式咧就系唔好俾我哋嘅思绪系直接去到结尾。
Maybe personally, it's due to the style of, you know, charismatic preaching I was used to in youth group or college group.
对于我来讲，可能我在青年团契或者大学的时候惯了听那些有魅力型的讲道。
But personally, I find that sometimes I tune out during the exegesis and I tune back in once the charge or the application comes at the end.
那我就发现我自己呢，很多时候在解经的时候呢，我就云游，然后去到最尾讲怎样去应用啊，那时怎样勉励我那时我才回来。
It's that mindset of just give me something to do.
这个的心态呢，就是说给点东西我做。
But I pray that we will be listening for the sake of actually growing in the knowledge of the word.
但我们祈求，我祈求就是，但我们是会用一个心态，就是要在神的话语里面增长。
That will be attentive to the content and the actual grounds for our faith.
要留意我们信仰的内容和根基。
Because in order to be good listeners of the word, we must first receive the knowledge of it.
如果我们要做好的聆听者，我们首先要接受这个知识。
Secondly, recognizing the author.
第二就是我们认识这个作者。
Recognizing the author.
认识这个作者。
If we continue on to the second half of verse 13, Paul continues and he says, You accepted it not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers.
我们继续看第13节的后半部，神的道领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道，这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
So here, not only did the Thessalonians receive the word of God, but the reason that Paul is constantly thankful for them is the way in which they received it.
这里我们看到，我们知道我们不是只是，要是人的道，而是神的道，我们是怎样去接受。
And here the contrast is between the word of men and the word of God.
我们的对比就是人的话和神的话。
This is actually something one of your elders talked about a little bit in the Westminster Confessions today.
刚才你们的长老都在新闻为斯德信条里面讲到。
But Paul himself speaks of this also in Romans 1:12, saying, For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ.
保罗他自己都是这样讲，他说，因为我不是从人领受的，也不是人教导我的，乃是从耶稣基督启示来的。
And so what Paul is pointing to here is the church's personal responsibility to recognize that the message was not of human nature, but divine nature.
所以保罗这里讲到就是我们教会是认识到这个的信息是从神来的。
To know the Lord in the biblical sense then means much more than to just have information about him.
从圣经里面认识神的意思就是我们不是只是有关于他的知识。
You know, there's a lot of podcasts out there these days, and maybe some of you are avid podcast listeners as well.
我们现在知道今时今日有很多的博客，可能你当中都有很多狂热的博客的听众。
And personally, I do enjoy podcasts a lot from a multitude of topics, from things like science, politics, psychology, fitness even.
咁好多我咧自己咧都好享受好多唔同嘅听好多唔同嘅博客讲嘅，或者政治方面啊科学方面啊，心理学啊，或者是怎样去保持健康。
But with all the information that's out there these days, the question is, do we treat all of it equally?
有这么多的信息在那里，我们是不是一视同仁的呢？
Do we treat it all the same way? Do we treat sermons the same way that you would treat a podcast?
那我们听讲道是不是好像听那些博客讲东西一样的态度呢？
And the answer is no.
当然不是啦。
Because the church recognized that the message of the gospel was supernatural special revelation.
因为教会知道这个神的话语是超自然的，是有特殊的启示，有权威的。
It had the authority not of human authorship, but divine.
这个权威是神的权威，不是人的。
And that distinction right there is what separates the word of men and the word of God.
这个就是分别人的话和神的话的区别。
And it even separates a faithful child with the simplest theological knowledge versus an atheist who has studied the Bible through and through all his life only to deny Jesus as his Lord and Savior.
这个也都分别开一个有很简单的神学背景的小孩子，虔诚的小孩子，和一个彻底研究过圣经，但是呢， 都否认耶稣基督嘅呢一个嘅无神论者。
And this is what Jeremiah prophesied about in chapter 31, verse 33, where he says, "This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel." And then he goes on to say, "I will put my law in their minds, I will write it on their hearts, I will be their God, and they will be my people."
这个就是耶利米先知在31章33节那里讲到，耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列人家所立的约乃是这样。我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上。我要作他们的神，他们要作我的子民。
Jeremiah prophesied of a day when the law of God would not simply be something that people have knowledge of, but it would be something that they believed in.
耶利米就是讲到有一日，人的心不单只是成是知道神，而是相信。
That they willfully and lovingly embraced as true and good, and that something it was they knew was imperative to follow.
他们是心甘情愿的，是充满爱的去接受，因为知道这个是真理，是美善的，他们知道要必须去遵循的。
You know, podcasts and TED Talks are great and all, but they don't have the authoritative weight that the Word of God has.
博客啊，或者是的演讲啊，都是好，但是他们没有神的话语这个的权威。
And we go back a little bit to the previous verse, the part that says, when you receive the Word of God, which you heard from us,
我再睇翻前面一度呢节经文讲到，你们听见我们所传神的道。
If we order it literally in the Greek, the force of the clause changes.
如果我哋喺用希列文嗰个排列嚟到睇嘅时候
，and it would go something like this: It said, "You received the word of hearing from us, but really it was God's word."
咁就系会有呢个嘅力，呢个就唔同噶啦，就话你听到我哋讲嘅话，但其实呢个话系神嘅话。
And I'll go on a little bit of a tangent with this.
咁我離題少少。
You know, some of you have probably heard the accusation from your non-believing friends and family that the Bible is simply a man-made book.
咁好多人或者你哋唔信嘅朋友都或者會咁講，聖經係一本人寫嘅書啫。
And there have been liberal scholars who have written even entire books, arguing that Scripture is just the product of human decisions.
咁就有啲自由派嘅學者甚至已經寫咗成本書話。这个圣经就是人的写作。
It's shaped by whichever theological group ended up winning out in the early church.
就是在早期的教会里面某一个神学 的派在那里占了上风。
But the problem with that argument is that it already assumes that God had no role in the formation of scripture.
但是这个问题就是他已经预设神在这个圣经里在这个经文里面是没有参与的。
Of course, there was a human element in writing the Bible.
没错，在圣经里面是有人的因素在里面。
Of course, there were real conflicts in the early church.
咁喺当期早期嘅教会亦都有冲突。
And of course, certain theological camps did win out over others.
咁冇错，系某一个嘅神学嘅阵营确实系占咗上风。
But does any of that prove that God wasn't sovereignly working through those human elements to bring about His inspired word?
但是你能不能够说这里里面神没有参与在从中让得出这个结论是神的启示呢
?Answer is no.
是 不会。
Now, I don't have the time to talk about all the historical evidence showing that the early church actually had remarkable unity in which books were considered canonical.
很多的证明可以看到是早期的教会他们在认为哪一卷书是圣经正经的呢正典的呢其实有很多的他们是很一致的。
But even if I had hours here and I laid out all the evidence, would that alone cause the world to fall on its knees and confess that the Bible is the Word of God?
但是就算是我有时间摆晒所有证据出来这个世界会不会就可以匍匐在神的话语面前承认这个是神的话语呢
?And the answer is no.
是不会的。
Because even though they can receive the word, they will refuse to recognize God as its author.
就是说虽然他们可以接受神的看到有神的话语但是他们都拒绝承认这个是神是这个作者。
And so back to our initial topic.
那讲回我们刚才的主题。
There's a lot of reasons that some sermons are effective and some aren't.
那很多的原因某一些的讲道是有效某一些的不那么好。
There's delivery, there's dynamics, illustrations, good stories, all of that.
是有怎样去传递怎样去的动态是怎样或者有很多有效的例证所有这些。
But the primary reason is much simpler.
但是最基本的原因呢是很简单的。
It's a refusal of the listener to acknowledge that what he or she is hearing is God's authoritative word.
就是这个人他们拒绝去承认这个是神权威的话语。
It's not a lack of evidence, it's not a lack of knowledge, it's a lack of faith.
不是没有证据，不是没有知识，而是没有信心。
And so listening to the word of God, listening to preaching even, calls us to regard the content that we're receiving as entirely different than any other word in this world.
所以我们听或者接受神的讲道的内容，我们就是要将它看为是这些从世界上所有的字句，所有的文化文章是不同的。
Calls us to worship.
是要令。
Calls us to worship, it calls us to trust, and ultimately it calls us even to live a new life.
是令到我们要去敬拜，要去信靠，甚至最终的要我们去过一个新的生活。
So the last point is reflection through living.
最后一点就是体现在生活中。
Reflection through living.
体现在我们的生活中。
So the last portion of our previous verse says, the word of God which is at work in you believers.
那我们这段经文最后一节就讲到这道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人心中。
And this word for work is one that Apostle Paul uses frequently, but it's the word, Greek word, energetai.
咁保罗好多时用呢个字就系运行呢个字。
And it means to energize or motivate.
咁希列文嘅意思咧就系去激发或者激励。
And just like how electricity lights up or energizes a light bulb, he's using it to describe the word of God energizing and producing work in the believers who have received it.
就是好像电可以令到这个灯着，神的话语也好像这样点燃我们内心。
So verse 14 continues on to say, For you, brothers, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea. For you suffered the same things from your own countrymen as they did from the Jews.
十四节那里讲到，弟兄们，你们曾效法犹太中的基督耶稣里神的国教会，因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。
And the Judean churches are mentioned here because they were the first to be planted.
这里讲到犹太人的教会，因为他们是首先被建立的。
And so when the Thessalonians became the targets of persecution, Paul is reminding them that they're not alone.
当帖撒罗尼加人受到逼迫的时候，保罗就提醒他们不是孤单的。
And he says, you have now become imitators of those who have suffered before you.
他说你现在已经成为了那些在你之前受苦害的人的效法者。
And verse 15 to 16 elaborates saying, who killed both the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and drove us out, and displeased God, and opposed all mankind by hindering us from speaking to the Gentiles that they might be saved.
十五节那里讲到，这犹太人杀了主耶稣和先知，又把我们赶出去。他们不得神的喜悦，且与众人为敌，不许我们传讲给外邦人，使外邦人得救。
But at the end of verse 16, he says this, which is almost a bit out of place, because he says, so as always, to fill up the measure of their sins, but wrath has come upon them at last.
咁十六节嘅结尾咧，就讲到好似唔系好离题，好似离题咁样，常常充满自己的罪恶，神的愤怒临在他们身上，已经到了极处。
And admittedly, this part of the text is a little difficult to interpret.
咁呢一段咧，好似好难，好难啃。
And so verse 16 gives us imagery that's similar to the cities of the Old Testament that would eventually be marked for destruction because of their sinfulness, something like Sodom and Gomorrah.
咁呢度咧，呢一段嘅经文咧，俾我哋睇到好似我哋有一个图像，就系好似旧约嗰啲准备被毁灭嘅城市一样，就系好似所多玛同埋俄摩拉。
And here it seems that the Jews, in their hatred of the gospel, had also become marked for God's wrath.
呢度睇到好似呢啲犹太人同埋。因为他们对福音的仇恨就好像成为了神要证明要毁灭他们的一个证据。
But the difficult part of this passage, which a lot of scholars are split upon, is this last part. What does it mean that God's wrath had come upon the Jews at last?
咁但是很多学者咧都有一个分歧，就是什么意思叫做神的愤怒在他心上到了极处呢？
Because historically, Paul could be talking about the fall of Jerusalem.
历史上讲，保罗可能是讲到耶路撒冷的沦陷。
Or he could be talking about the massacre of the Jews in AD 49.
或者是讲到在主后49年的犹太人被杀。
Or he could just be talking about what is probably the most natural interpretation, which is the wrath of God fully revealed on the last day.
或者是讲到神的愤怒是最终在最末日是完全的显示呢？
And to be honest, even I'm not 100% sure percent sure on how to go about it, though I do lean one way over the others.
咁我自己咧都唔係好肯定係邊一方面，雖然我係有啲傾向某一方。
Even the commentators are split on it.
就算係解經學者都有分歧。
However, whichever way you want to take it, what it serves here is a reminder to the Thessalonians of their suffering, but ultimately of their salvation.
咁呢度無論我哋點樣睇，但係我哋呢度就係要提醒由帖撒羅尼加人佢哋所付佢哋嘅受迫害，佢哋同埋佢哋係經過試煉，佢哋會得救。
You see, when the Thessalonians received the gospel and they recognized that it was God's word, they lived the life that reflected it.
我哋睇到就係帖撒羅尼加人佢哋接受咗福音之後，佢哋知道係神嘅話語，佢哋嘅生活就係有具體嘅體現。
And because of that, they underwent many persecutions, trials, and sufferings.
就係因為咁樣，佢哋就要遭遇好多嘅逼迫、好多嘅試煉同埋苦難。
Not because they wanted it, but because it was the consequence of them spreading the word.
唔係佢哋想咁樣，而係佢哋因為佢哋去傳福音嘅時候就會遇到。
But all the while, they were reminded of the hope of the message that they received.
但係佢哋就係被提醒佢哋所得到嘅盼望。
That they would be vindicated by Jesus Christ, whom they were now united in spirit with.
佢哋而家喺靈裏邊係與基督合一嘅，佢哋最終會係會。
Alongside all the other churches who were under persecution as well.
他们会和其他所有受迫害的教会一起得，基督会为他们伸冤。
So how do we know if we've truly listened to God's word?
那我们怎么知道我们真的在聆听神的话语呢？
What's the proof that we've really understood the message that's been given to us?
我们有什么证明我们去明白我们所听到的呢？
And it's simple, our lives reflect it no matter how hard it gets.
好簡單，就係喺生活中體現，無論係幾咁困難。
Our lives reflect it.
我哋嘅生活要體現出嚟。
There's a story of a church in Africa where there was a pastor and he was giving a sermon.
咁有一個故事就係講喺非洲有一個牧師就喺度講道。
And at the end of each point, there would be this one member in the audience, and he would get up and he would leave, go out the door, and return after a couple of minutes.
咁咧，每個牧師講完每一點咧，就有一個會眾咧就離開，走咗出去幾分鐘之後咧先翻嚟。
And he kept doing this over and over and over.
咁佢一直都係咁樣做。
After a while, the pastor finally had to ask him, you know, what are you doing? Why do you keep getting up and leaving in the middle of my sermon?
咁最後個牧師唔得啦，就問佢：你點解我時時講緊道嘅時候，你就起身走咗去咧
？To which he replied, well, your points keep telling me things that I'm supposed to do.
咁佢又答應咧，就話你。每一點都話俾我聽要做啲乜嘢。
So I figured I better go do them before you give the next one.
咁我就話我快啲做咗先啦，等你第二點俾我嘅時候，我做咗呢點先啦。
You see, for the Thessalonians, their lives had changed.
咁對於帖撒羅尼加人嚟講，佢哋嘅生命係已經改變咗。
It was now marked with sufferings and difficulty. It was also marked with hope.
咁佢哋而家係有苦難有困難，但係佢哋都有盼望。
And as hard as those times must have been, they still reflected the truth that the gospel had taken a deep root inside of their hearts.
無論嗰啲生活係幾咁嘅困難，佢哋亦都體現出福音已經喺佢哋內心係深深都扎根。
They showed that they had not only heard the message of Christ, but that they had trusted it and that they were now moved to action.
佢哋證明佢哋唔單止係聽到呢一個嘅神嘅話語，而係有行動嘅。
They were moved to a new life of living for him.
而佢轉向一個新嘅為佢而活嘅生活。
The Westminster Larger Catechism 160 says,
三文治信條大信仰信條160條咁樣講。
It says, "What is required of those that hear the word preached?"
對聽到嘅人有什麼要求？
It is required of those that hear the word preached that they attend upon it with diligence, preparation, and prayer.Examine what they hear by comparing it to the scriptures. Receive the truth with faith, love, meekness, and readiness of mind. As the word of God, meditate, confer of it, hide it in their hearts, and bring forth the fruit of it in their lives.
听到的人要勤勉，有预备，有祷告，要用圣经考察听到的内容，以信心、爱心、谦卑的态度，预备自己的心，领受真理。认定这是神的话，默想、讨论、藏在心里，并且在自己的生命中结出果子来。
And that last part of it, the fruit of it in our lives, is the proof that the gospel has done a transforming work in us.
最后呢一点就结出果子，就是证明 福音在我们心里面已经成就了这个转变的功夫。
And if we look at the life of not only Jesus, but his disciples as well, we will understand that this has been the pattern of revelation throughout all of church history.
咁你睇下耶稣基督同埋佢嘅门徒同埋整个教会嘅历史都系睇到呢个就系神启示嘅模式。
Because if we look at the life of Jesus, many received the word from Jesus.
因为我睇下耶稣嗰个时候，好多人系接受咗耶稣嘅话语。
In fact, John 1:1 says that he was the word of God.
约翰福音一章一节就系讲到佢就系、是、他就是道。
And it was said that Jesus went through all the cities and the villages, and he would proclaim and preach the kingdom of God.
讲到耶稣系去各城各乡去传讲神嘅话国。
And some recognized him as the Son of God, but others they rejected him, they crucified him.
有啲人就系接受佢系神嘅儿子，但系有啲人就系拒绝佢，钉佢十字架。
But for those who did recognize him, their lives reflected the transforming work of the Holy Spirit.
但系嗰啲接受佢嘅人，佢哋嘅生命就显示咗圣灵改变嘅工作。
And so many, like the disciples, they would go on to live lives for the sake of the gospel, oftentimes even resulting in suffering and persecution.
咁好多人就系继续咁喺为福音而去活，结果就系好多嘅苦难或者系逼迫。
Church, what is the condition of your heart when you sit before the Word on Sundays?
咁样，我哋嘅教会，你今日坐喺呢度睇神嘅话语面前，你嘅态度、心态系点样嘅咧？
Are you attentive? Are you prepared to listen to what God has to say?
你是不是专注要预备听神的话呢?
Or are we coming in with minds expecting to be catered to, entertained maybe?
或者我们的心态是为了得到满足或者要为了娱乐呢?
Or even worse, to stand over the word of God rather than to sit under and be shaped and molded by it.
或者是更差的就是我们要在神的话语之上呢，而不是俯伏在神的话语之下，又让他来塑造我们呢。
Because good preaching and faithful listeners of the church go hand in hand.
因为好的讲道和忠心的聆听者是携手的。
Because the most impactful sermons that you may hear in your life aren't going to be just the ones that are the most well crafted.
一个最有影响力的讲道不是一个写得很好的。
But they're going to be the ones that you listen and receive with fear and awe of the Lord.
而是你用战惊的心来接受神的话语的影响。
And then we walk in a manner that's worthy of the gospel.
导致我们可以过一个与福音相称的生活。
And my prayer and hope for Covenant Church is that you would continue to be faithful listeners to the word of God.
咁我为你们的祈祷就是你会继续的作神的话语的忠心的聆听者。
That we would receive it,
接受了,
we trust it,
信靠,
and live lives worthy of the gospel.
过一个与福音蒙召的恩相称的生活。
Let's pray.
让我一同祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your authoritative word.
天父，我们感谢你有权威的话语。
Open our hearts and our minds so that we may receive it.
开我们的心，开我们的思想，让我们可以去接受。
And in hearing it, trust it.
And
trusting to obey it.
信靠了之后去顺从。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.